It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Olivia Dudding Rodriguez. She's with the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. We're going to talk a little bit about the end of the summer and what they've got coming up and getting ready for the new school year. Olivia, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I love coming in.
Let's talk about, the Boys and Girls Club have had a very busy summer.
Oh my gosh, we've done so much. And we did a camping trip. We did a bike rodeo. We've had field trips every week. I'm ready to take a nap, actually.
Well, and you know what? It sounds like you've got one coming now. Friday the 9th, you're going to have your end of the summer party.
Yes. It's something we've worked for all summer. We're going to have a really great time. Friday the 9th, last day of the summer club, we're going to have a huge party.
And that is coming up on Friday. What time are you going to do that at?
So our club opens at 1, but we'll probably have things starting to get really fun around 3.
Okay.
It's going to be at the South Park. We're going to have all kinds of fun games. I think we've got a bouncy house rented.
Oh.
So that'll be a blast.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I might have to show up for that one. Now, also coming up, that means that now the end of the summer is over.
Yep.
The 12th through the 16th, so Monday through Friday,
yep,
you are going to be closed.
Yes. So we close for a week to make sure that our building is reset and deep cleaned. We plan our programming for the school year, and we get ready so that come the 19th, we're ready to go, and it's a great school year.
And yes, unfortunately, whether the kids want to hear it or not, the 19th is the first day of school.
Yeah.
And it's just right around the corner. So your hours when school starts up, they go right in line with the school district pretty much.
Basically.
Mondays, you're 1 to 6.
Yep.
And then Tuesday through Friday, you're 3 to 6. So you try and stay in line there with the schools. If somebody were to have never heard anything about the Boys and Girls Club, what can they expect? What can they do if they go and become a member?
Yeah, so let's say on the 19th, they want to provide something for their youth to do after school. The Boys and Girls Club is a great option. What we try to provide is a really vibrant after-school program that offers tutoring opportunities and reading opportunities. But we also do a lot of fun things. It's not a successful after-school program without fun. So we plan an activity every day. Each of my staff do. So there's options to choose from, whether it be cooking or science or a physical activity or art. We try to provide a well-rounded calendar, so there's something for everybody.
Now, I've got a question because, and I think you may have touched on it, I'm not quite sure.
Sure.
But do you guys offer like homework help and stuff down there and work with the kids on that?
We have time set aside every day to make sure youth either get their homework done or get some reading in, because even if they don't have homework, we know reading is super important.
Very important, especially in the school district. And
totally.
I just was discussing with the superintendent the other day and some of the great strides they've made in reading in this district over just 1 year. So that's great. So I'm glad that that's important down there.
Totally.
And then what other kind of fun activities can kids expect if they're looking for something to do after school and head on down to the Boys and Girls Club?
Oh, man. Where do I begin? Well, first of all, let me just say, whether you are an elementary school youth or a teen, we've got a program for middle school and high schoolers that is a total blast. You get your homework done. You have done some reading. For our teens, we have a VR they can use, a virtual reality center. We have art activities that are going on. We go on field trips all the time. What I really love about the Boys and Girls Club is if a kid comes to me and they say, I want to learn how to skateboard, or I want to learn how to XYZ, we want to make that happen for them. So if there's something that sounds fun to you and you can't find it in the community, come down. We'd love to make it happen.
Okay, so I'm talking with Olivia Dudding Rodriguez. She's the director of the Boys and Girls Club here in Price, getting ready for their end of the summer party on Friday, August 8th. Then they will be closed the 12th through the 16th and ready for business on the 19th. Olivia, what else do we need to talk about? You got it covered?
Oh my gosh, I could sit here for days and tell you all the fun things, but really, come down and visit us. If you haven't visited the Boys and Girls Club on Carbon Avenue, totally do it. We had some paint and renovations done, so it looks all nice and fancy, and it's really a fun program. Come check it out. It's for everybody.
All right. So come on down to the Boys and Girls Club. The address and the phone number one time really quick.
The address is 30 East 200 South. We are right across the street from the Greek Street. And our phone number is 435-637-6066.
All right. Olivia, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate you. And anytime you got something going on at the Boys and Girls Club, come on down.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave, for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, go to the website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.